Right.
From computer geek to computer chic, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
What is it we're celebrating? Flag Day?
And Father's Day.
Simultaneously.
Yeah,
free Father's Day, actually.
We, during the break, went and looked on the web for that last question about why does this folder reappear. Apparently it is a common thing, and there's a couple of possibilities. One is that you don't, even though you say you've created it, there's a possibility another username was used to create the folder, so you have to actually right-click on it and take ownership of the folder.
Right.
And then you can delete it.
You go to right-click, properties, security, advanced, and then take ownership.
Yeah. The other thing that I'm seeing on the web over and over again is suggestions to reboot in safe mode and try deleting it that way.
So yeah.
Apparently there's some overview stuff. What we'll do is we'll include, there's a whole Microsoft knowledge base article about
exactly that problem, huh?
It says you cannot delete a file or a folder, and it talks about information for Windows 2000 XP, advanced server 2003, all that stuff. So we'll include that in our follow-up notes in our newsletter.
So Joe and Gilbert, if you need that solution, make sure you're subscribed.
And now you can email us saying, thanks for something.
Yeah.
To the phones!
If it works.
To the phones?
To the phones, to the phones, to the phones, phones, phones. It's Cameron, also in Gilbert.
Cameron, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Well, thank you very much.
What's on your mind today?
What's on my mind is I just upgraded recently to Windows XP, which has been great, aside from the fact that now suddenly I've got this mysterious, what looks like an edit box, because I'm not familiar with Instant Messenger. I don't use it, but I've been getting these instant messages from unknown folks, mostly women saying, you know, calling me sexy and wanting me to get in touch with them, that sort of fare.
Yeah, that's just part of the Windows XP operating system. That's normal.
Yeah, yeah. And believe me, it's the best date that money can buy.
Do I get some sort of rebate if I mail something in? Or?
Well, if you don't, I'm not even going to go there. I was going to say, you might get something else if you actually follow through on that.
I'm guessing it has absolutely nothing to do with Windows XP because, well, I actually know it has nothing to do with Windows XP. It has to do with something that was either installed before that's a little more active now or something that got installed since.
Is it the Microsoft's, is it the MSN Messenger that's popping up?
It doesn't say that. What it actually says, it's the gray box that looks like an edit box, and then at the top where the blue border is, it says just says Messenger Service.
You probably have an always-on internet connection, right?
I do. I have a Cox high speed.
All righty. We actually did a show, maybe something about this a while back. What you need to do is, again, with administrative privileges, either login as administrator or a user that has those privileges, and probably by default you do, go into your control panel. In there, you want to look for I think it's called Services. And you might have to go into, like, Administrative Tools and then Services.
Uh-huh.
And in there, there's something called a Messenger Service that's running all the time.
Actually, we have a column or we have an article on that as well.
And basically what you want to do is find that Messenger Service, go to its properties, and instead of it being an automatic startup program, make it a manual startup. It's something that you probably won't use at all unless you're in a big network environment, and then probably then it's still not used.
But right.
It's a little exploit that they're taking advantage of. You can just shut that service down and change it from automatic to manual so that next time you restart your computer, it won't restart automatically, and that will solve the problem.
Great.
Yeah, the most common, when they first discovered this, there was a company out there trying to sell degrees or something, you know, come to our school and get a degree, and people were going, I don't even have my browser open, and the thing's popping up.
Yeah,
exactly.
And what it is the tool that was created to allow administrators to alert everybody on the network, hey, I gotta go redo some stuff on the server, so everybody needs to shut down and restart and all that stuff.
That's exactly why it was created, and they're taking advantage of that little utility that was built in that they can kind of hit over the internet now for people who are always on. So
And the article I wrote on that, it talks about a new kind of pop-up.
Yeah,
it's in the archives of the weekly column that we write.
If you want to be 100% sure, again, we send out a follow-up newsletter right after the show, so we will include the exact link to instructions on how to disable that thing. All
Great.
You need to do is make sure you're subscribed to our newsletter, and you can do that at datadoctors.com. Just put in your email address, hit subscribe, and reply to the little confirmation message it'll send you. You'll be in, and sometime probably late this afternoon, we'll send out our follow-up newsletter, and it'll have exact step-by-step instructions on how to solve that problem.
That sounds great. Thank you, guys.
All right, take care.
You too.
And that's how it works. Chances are, whatever question you have, we've answered before, so we have a resource available, and we'll go from there.
That's absolutely right. We got a break coming up here for bottom of the hour news, and we've got a lot more. Not a lot more. So we got one more segment of the show coming up.
That's a lot more.
Yeah, it's a lot more. We got Chad in Phoenix who has a cheap or free virus program question.
Yes.
We got Jack and Mesa with XP Pro that's restarting itself.
Yes.
When it's supposed to be shutting down.
Right.
And Ken in Phoenix with a text readback program on a PC, and of course your calls and questions. If we don't get you on the air, of course, just stick around off the show. After our last segment
off
we have coming
the show?
Up. Yeah.
You mean off the air?
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
You know, afterward, we'll get you off the air and if
you
haven't dialed in.
Thank you to all of those that emailed from around the world, as far away as Scotland, letting us know that that you're listening to the show. We're going to do that every week. We'll do a roll call to see who's listening.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It kind of just, you know, it's the power of the internet and it's...
Chicago, Minneapolis, Tucson.
And really, it's just mostly for Ken to feel good about himself.
Oh, yeah.
He needs that.
It's Father's Day. Kind of, almost.
Almost.
All righty, it's the Computer Corner. We've got one segment to go, and of course, after we're done here, we'll have the wonderful Paul Harvey giving you all the latest and greatest in Paul Harvey's world.
Followed, of course, by Gail Bass and her show with the Screening Room, a movie review show. So stick around for all that great stuff. One more segment to go on the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Oh, yeah.